they're including a lot in South Nashville is speaking of it that I don't consider South Nashville at all. South Nashville was back out there. It was a very poor section later.
Okay.
Has been for a good many years. West Nashville, now we are included in speaking of it as West Nashville, but I don't consider that we are in West Nashville at all. West Nashville, to me, has always been out over the other side of West End Avenue, way over.
Past the
Yes, way over that way. You see, here's West End goes this way, you
okay.
see. And over there is where the penitentiary is, on Charlotte Avenue, you see. That was West Nashville to me, always. Now they're including us in West Nashville, and I don't represent it.
So, okay, what kind of an area is West Nashville?
Well, it's poor.
Okay.
Poor area.
Or the area you consider.
I consider West Nashville, yes. And it's good, and that's where Fisk University is out there. And it's Goodyear-Lum Negro there, you see. That's part. And it isn't too good. But the best section is out this way and takes in a good deal of territory through, excuse me, Hillsborough.
There's someone at your door too, shall I get it?
No, I'm not.
Oh,
I'm no good.
Was she trying to open a can?
Yeah, open a casserole with somebody in the kitchen.
Oh, is this your kitchen?
Yes, this is my kitchen.
But
I've been making crisp jelly, and that's why all the cups and pans and stuff are in there.
It's so cute.
And that's very difficult.
Someone has
to make it in that close quarters.
I know,
but
you don't have much counter space.
No, I'm doing it for Traveler's Rest, which is a museum house. Run by the Colonial Dames, and we have a fair the 1st of September in one day, and we make a tremendous amount of money.
Now, who are the Colonial Dames?
That's the National Society of Colonial Dames of America.
And is that like the Daughters of the American Revolution?
Well, we consider that as a beyond.
I see.
We have to be before the Revolution. This comes, you have to have, your ancestors had to have some civic office or an officer in the army before July 4, 1776.
Uh-huh.
We have a house out here off of the Franklin Road. There's a very old place that we have at our museum house, and we to raise money to operate the place. It takes a good deal of money. It is open to the public. And we have this fair one day in the 1st of September. And we raise, astonishingly, I have never understood how we do it. It's amazing. Last year we took in $27,000.
Wow.
And we
wait
all year on this, and I make a great deal of jelly and pickle for it, and I didn't know whether I'd be able to do it. I've just been in this apartment not quite a year, and whether I would be able to do it this year or not. I'm making the jelly. I can't make the pickle here because the pickle is mustard pickle and it smells too loud. I wouldn't be able to do that, but I am trying to make the jelly.
That's funny. You probably smelled the whole
home. Oh, it would be horrible if I made pickles here.
Okay,